John S. Doyle is here with what it says in your Tuesday papers.
The Irish Times reports that the Road Safety Authority is pushing for emergency legislation to double the number of penalty points given to drivers for speeding and mobile phone use. This would increase the number of penalty points from 3 to 6. Separately, the paper says learner drivers on their third or subsequent permit may face stricter rules. In February, almost 60,000 drivers were found to be on their third or subsequent learner permit in the car category. Air travellers, meanwhile, are facing a hike in the cost of their flights, according to the Irish Examiner's lead story. Alan Healy reports that elevated fuel costs, increased environmental requirements, and the continued shortage of new aircraft are being blamed for the increase in fares. The Irish Independent reports that a surge in theft and criminal damage offences last year pushed up crime rates at 76 Garda stations to their highest level in a decade. The Examiner reports on a march through the centre of Dublin yesterday at which people were chanting such things as "no vetting, no welcome" and "no passport, no entry." Compared to previous such marches, this one was a lot smaller, with fewer than 200 gathered, Cormac O'Keefe writes. When the march reached the International Protection Office on Lower Mount Street, he says, there were chants of "get them out," but it being a bank holiday Monday, there was no one inside. The Irish Sun, in its front page lead, reports that the head of Classic Hits Radio has written to the head of RTE, stating his intention to offer to buy 2FM for €10 million. That story is by Ken Sweeney. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph front pages both have photographs of Lillian Sinoy Barr at the Guildhall in Derry last night, as she was appointed Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council. North's first black mayor makes history, says the Irish News headline. The Examiner has a 24-page supplement with the names of all those who ran in the Cork City Marathon at the weekend and their times and placings. In The Independent, Cathy Donaghy reports that a house in the Donegal town of Burtonport, once home to what she calls a legendary commune known locally as the Screamers, is on the market. The guide price for the seaside property is just under €800,000. The Times reports that the Catholic Archdiocese of Dublin has dropped its plan to have St Mary's Pro-Cathedral designated a basilica and St Andrew's on Weston Row made a cathedral. Yesterday, the Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, the Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Farrell, announced that he is to ask Pope Francis to designate St Mary's as the cathedral of the Archdiocese. St Andrew's would become a minor basilica. The original announcement, Patsy McGarry reports, was followed by protests by people in Dublin's North City Centre at what they interpreted as a downgrading in the status of their local cathedral, and the issue was taken up at meetings of Dublin City Council. Fears of criminal behaviour at polling stations this week provides the Irish Daily Mail's lead story. Gareth McNamee reports that Gardaí are carrying out security assessments of election count and polling centres amid fears that protests could threaten democracy. This comes after what the paper calls widely condemned scenes in Westport, County Mayo on Sunday, where the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, was targeted by protesters. With less than 3 days of campaigning left until voting begins in the European and local elections, a high degree of uncertainty remains over the outcome, says The Times in an editorial. These are the first elections in which immigration has figured as an issue, and the results will provide a test of whether that has had an impact on the electorate. The Examiner reassures its readers. Some extreme elements will prosper, the paper says, but in doing so they will also set in motion a renewal of the forces necessary to contain them.
Thanks, John.